My body is broken down. My strength is getting weak. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. For an offering, I have to offer up this body as a living sacrifice every day, all day long. Please take me to the King. My strength is weakening in me. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Take me to the King for an offering. For an offering. Please. I've got a dying world out there. Your flesh got you worried about your fires. Worried about the fact that your shoes are too tight. He said, but I've got children that don't even have shoes to put on their feet. You worried about not having enough money to make it to next week. He said, I've got children that don't have a dime, not even a penny in their pocket. You worried about all the stress that you're going through. He said, I've got children that don't know about me. Will you please take them to the King? Tell them about me. Tell them about me. I'm full of grace and mercy. Will you bring them to the King? Just the way they are. Just the way they are. Don't you try to clean them up. Don't you try to change them. You just tell them about me. And every minute, every hour, every day, every week that you spend for me, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give it back to you, children. Your flesh wants you to keep looking at you. God said, but if you look at them, if you look the need for them, I will take care of you. We'll tell them about that eternal King. I don't care how many kings come. I'm the eternal King. I am the Alpha, the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I created all this stuff by myself. I created all of it for myself. I was there from the beginning and I'll be there in the end. Bring them to the King. Bring them to the King. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
There are some things in life that you just need to let go of.
Well, let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Hey.
You gotta let it go.
You're holding on to that hurt that happened so long ago. Gotta let it go. Go. You're still bitter inside. gotta count that time. You gotta let it go. Let it go. If you want your joy back,
let it go.
If you want your peace,
let it go.
If you want to be happy,
let it go.
Then you gotta let it go. If you want to be free,
let it go.
Want to sleep at night,
let it go.
If you want your life back,
let it go.
Yeah, then
you gotta let it go.
Harboring anger at someone else, you're only hurting yourself. Gotta let it go. Let it go. Emotions got the best of you.
Tell you what you gotta do.
You gotta let it go. Just let it go. Oh, if you want your joy back,
let it go.
If you want your peace,
let it go.
Wanna be happy,
let it go. Awesome God that gives and gives, who really loves you. After all that I've been through, tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna let it go. I'm letting go.
I'm letting go.
I'm letting go.
I can't hold on any longer.
I'm letting go.
It's time I let go.
I'm letting go.
I'll give a real heartache.
I'm letting go.
Forever be hurt. One of my fake friends,
letting go.
Everything I lost,
I'm letting go.
Every painful memory,
I'm letting go.
I'm letting go.
I'm letting go.
Of every lie that was told on me,
letting go.
Even some of my family members,
go.
I gotta let them go.
Let
me tell you one thing, I'm putting my past behind me. I don't need you to remind me, 'cause I know
say it. Many of us have more month than we do money. Many of us who made investments in a 401k is now a 201F. We're dealing with hostile husbands and disobedient daughters and wayward wives, and sometimes it makes us want to pull out our hair and say, how are we going to make it out of this mess? All of us have asked that proverbial question, how am I going to make it? How am I going to get by? And the answer comes back to every single generation. Six little words. The just shall live by faith. Faith is what's going to take you out of every circumstance. Faith is getting ready to take you out of every... Oh, come on, somebody. I dare you to stand on your feet and just tell somebody next to you, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen by faith. Oh, come on, let's pray the Lord. It's gonna happen by faith.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, come on, come on. Put your hands together. Come on, come on.
Hey, I see. somebody else walks down the aisle with them. Well, I told them, don't worry about it. He wasn't yours no how. I'll give you about 2 weeks. She'll want to throw him back. What do I do, Shirley Ann, when I go to the car lot and name and claim a car and somebody else drives off in it? Well, that's not the only car they made. Wait on the Lord. Good God Almighty. What do I do when I lay my hands on a house? God told me he'd give me the desires of my heart, and somebody else moves into it. Let me tell you what to do. Don't lose no sleep over that house. I heard the Lord say, I got another building. I got another house for you. If you can just wait on the Lord. That's what I did. I made up in my mind. I had to wait on the Lord. So what you need to do is do like I did and purpose in your heart and say this: I'm gonna wait on the Lord. My blessings are on the way.
I'm gonna wait on the Lord.
No matter what people say. He said it was no more on me that I'd be able to bear. And whenever I need a friend, I can call him.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.